The first reading today, St. Paul tells the Thessalonians that when he came to them to preach the gospel, he was with much anxiety, but he said that what he taught was not from error, it was not from impure motives, nor was it from guile. He says that they weren't looking for any kind of approval. They simply came to do the work of God. What a wonderful thing for all of us to look at. Because every human being struggles with what is called an attachment to human affection, or human respect, or human esteem, whatever you want to call it. And that is wanting to be liked by others, wanting to be thought of well by others. And so you look at the lives of the saints, and what God does is allow them to pretty much get trashed. And that's to break them of that. Because otherwise, it's going to be easy to preach what people want to hear, not necessarily what they need to hear. It's easy to preach a message that is going to tell everybody how wonderful they are, rather than to call people to conversion. Now you ask yourself, from the point of view of the listener, which is easier to hear? You're so wonderful. You're the best. There's nobody greater than you guys. Or, quit sinning. Get your act together. Get on target. Focus on Jesus. Yeah, we all like to hear how wonderful we are, don't we? But that's not what we need to hear. And so St. Paul is very clear that that's not what he did. He preached the truth to them. He preached the fullness of the gospel, which would, of course, include preaching about their dignity as human beings. But it's also the recognition that we are weak and we are broken and we are sinful. But it's not just in the preaching of the gospel. It's in our day-to-day lives that we have to look at things. How often, for instance, do things out of impure motive? By impure motive, simply basically means some selfish intention. I'll do this good thing for you, but what I'm really hoping is that you're going to do something for me. Or what I'm really hoping is that you're going to think that I'm a pretty wonderful person. Or what I'm really hoping is that there's something greater that I'm going to get in return than what I'm giving to you. Whatever the motive, we might be doing something that's very good, but how much selfishness is in there? St. Paul tells us it wasn't from error. How often do we tell people things that aren't true? Because we don't want to offend them. Because we want them to like us, whatever the case may be. So we water down the truth and we leave people in error because we don't have enough charity to tell them the truth. St. Paul talks about the fact that they were simply trying to please God and not to please human beings. So he said we didn't use words of flattery. There was no pretext for avarice. We didn't seek glory from men, from you or others. How often can we say that? And even as we look at those who are the successors of the apostles, as well as those whom they have ordained, how many priests and bishops are willing to speak the truth? Not very many. And if you actually listen to what the priest will tell you, if I do that, we won't get as much money in the collection basket. Like, give me a break. You can't serve God and mammon. And if you choose mammon, which is what most of the bishops have done and what most of the priests have done, then you're not serving God anymore. And then you're going to tell the people what it is that they want to hear. Because you want more money. In other words, when we look at the gospel today, and Jesus sends out his apostles to all the places where he's going to go, And he tells them they're not to take anything with them. Yeah, they can take a walking stick, but they're not supposed to be taking anything else. In other words, they have to trust God. They have to trust that God's going to handle all of this. Do we? Do we really trust that God is going to handle our whatever problems they are? For a priest, some of that may be the finances of the parish and whatever is going on. But how about the finances of your household? How about the things that you have? How many people, for instance, I've heard this time and time and time again over the years, oh, I can't drive that car. That's 3 years old already. I mean, what would people think? I can't wear those clothes. They're out of style. I gotta be in the with the latest fashion. I can't do that because what? Because of what people are gonna think of me. I have to impress people. Why do we need to impress anybody? For ourselves. That's the only reason we do this garbage. The only reason. It's for ourselves. How sad is that? It's pure selfishness. Exactly the opposite of what St. Paul was talking about. So whether it's people get sick and tired of priests getting up and talking about money, 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 money. And yet, what's the number one thing that couples fight about in marriage? Money, 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 money. What's the number one thing that we're all worried about in our blasted bank accounts? Money, 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 money. So yeah, you get tired of hearing the priest do it, but you know what? Maybe we get tired of it because that's what we're doing. Because we're not serving God, but we're serving blasted mammon. What really is the top priority in our lives? What is most important? For St. Paul, it was about the souls of the people. He didn't care about their money. He didn't care if he was impressing them. He cared about their souls. Now, it takes a little longer for somebody to actually catch on that somebody really cares about me, because it's so rare that somebody actually does, that we don't believe them. And if they actually do, we assume, naturally, that they have an impure motive. What's the underlying thing? Why are they really doing this? What's going on here? But it takes a while, and finally we do catch on. This person's really only interested in my good. They're not looking for anything. But then, do we want that? Because then that challenges us. We have to look at things a little differently. We have to get rid of the error. We have to get rid of the impure motives. We have to get rid of the guile within our own self so that we can get our priorities turned where they belong. So that really is about God and about the salvation of our souls. That's what Jesus came for. He'll handle everything else. And he told us that. Seek first the kingdom of God and his way of righteousness, and everything else will be given to you. Do you believe that? I mean, honestly, do you believe that? We could say, well, yeah, Jesus said it. Yeah, that doesn't mean I believe one word of it. Because we generally don't. And it shows in our lives. So that's where we need to get things turned around. Learn from St. Paul and learn from the saints. Yeah, if you want to be a saint, you're not going to be popular. You're going to be rejected. You're going to get dragged through the mud. You're going to have all kinds of problems. Because God is trying to get you detached from your own self. So that you can love God and love the people. That's what that's all about. It's a great blessing. It's not a fun one, but it's a great blessing. But if we are willing to put God first and to really seek Him, that's what the saints did. And look at the reward. When you hear the old statement that nobody quite knows exactly where it came from, that the floor of hell is lined with the skulls of bishops, well, the saints are in heaven. The money people, yeah, they went a different way. Some of them were real popular in this life. Everybody liked them because they stood up and said, "You're just wonderful. You're great. There's nobody better than you." And the false gospel, "You're all going to heaven anyway. You can do anything you want. You're going to heaven anyhow." God wants you to have a wonderful, easy life with money and health and no problems. Boy, doesn't that sound a whole lot more pleasant than the cross? Jesus said something about the cross. Didn't say anything real positive about money. One will get you to heaven, the other goes the other direction. So we can choose popularity in this life and wind up with our skull on the floor of hell, or we can choose to strive to serve God in this life, and then our soul will be with God for all eternity.